This is thecat.com, our online home for local radio in Crewe and Nantwich. This is The
Cat. Right, guys, I've put together this special show for one of my favourite national bands, Deaf of Anna. I did an interview with them a few months ago. And for those of you who have been listening to my show regularly will have heard me twittering on about this. They have been nominated for the Best Newcomers Award in the Kerrang Awards. And I thought I would re-air their interview so you could have a listen and listen to what cool guys they are. And I've also stuck on the end of this interview. I interviewed their record label, A Wolf at Your Door. So yeah, have a listen to what they've got to say. And I will give you all the details after the interview. Hi guys, I'm here today with Deaf of Anna, Tom and James, minus Chris and Lee today. They're quiet, too quiet to sit and have a chat with us, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent stuff. So,
nothing interesting to say anyway, so.
Nothing worth saying, okay. Fair enough. We won't let them listen to this interview, it's fine, just don't tell them it's on.
Yeah, just say we disappeared for half hour to do.
Right, so you're in Crewe today. It's not the first time you've been at the box, is it?
It's the first time we've been here.
I thought you requested to come back to Crewe again. Where have I read that?
You probably did. Yeah, we played at the M Club.
Right, yeah. Toby was saying so. Were you meant to be playing at the M Club tonight?
No, it was the same promoter though.
They're all part of the same group, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you think of the venue so far?
Better, I prefer it to the M.
It's good, isn't it?
Big fan.
Excellent stuff. Right, I'm going to get this question out of the way straight away because it's one that we can't avoid really. Ryan's left. So I imagine it's going to make life tough for a while, isn't it?
Especially for me, I have to bloody sing everything, don't I? Not a fan.
So with regards to Ryan leaving, it's obviously going to change the dynamics of the songs and what have you. So did he do any of the writing, that side of
things? Yeah, me and Ryan did everything.
So
He wrote all the lyrics and stuff, so.
So you're picking up there?
Well, trying.
You'll be fine, I'm sure. From what I've heard so far, it's all good.
New stuff's sounding quite good, isn't it?
It's what, sorry?
New stuff. We've already started writing for the new album. Mm-hmm. It's sounding quite good.
Yeah, I was listening to the demo on MySpace. It sounds quite good. I'll come to that later, though, because it's in my list of questions. So, at the moment, your fans, you really need them at the moment, and you really appreciate the support. And I've seen some of the feedback they've left on your Facebook and your MySpace, and they seem quite positive about things. Obviously, there's a few negative things. So, have you got a message for your fans?
I can't explain. Look, thanks to the ones that still stick by us, the ones that don't like us, we expect.
Everyone's got an opinion, don't they? Like,
yeah.
Some people are not going to like it, and
we expected to lose some fans, but we're really happy about how many people have actually stuck by us. We thought a lot more people would.
Yeah.
So,
but there's
thank
been
you
a
very
few.
Much.
Yeah. So, thank you very much.
Excellent. So we've covered your current fans and you're really pleased that you've still got your strong fan base there.
Yeah, definitely.
Potential fans, tell them what can they expect from you? Because there's going to be people who are listening to the show who've not heard of you before. Tell us a little bit about your music. And
blimey.
The new stuff's a hell of a lot more personal. And you can, like, I think a lot more people can relate to it lyrically. James writes all the lyrics, but they are very, very personal. And I think a lot of people can relate to them.
Well,
musically, it's not that much different, is it?
Well, it's obviously not going to be as heavy because we're going to have to work around the no screaming thing. So,
but the album was like some bits in the album were so
pop.
But we're shouting over it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Are you trying to steer away from the pop side of things? Then, or are you quite?
I'm not. But
I mean, I don't think the music's going to be that much different. It's going to have like edge. It's going to have like pop. Mm-hmm. And it's going to have big choruses and chuggy guitar bits. And
it's not like chuggy.
Not chuggy, but I can't think of the word. What's the
palm muting?
Not palm muting. You know, at the end of the demo, it goes, do no, 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 no.
I have no idea what that is.
There's no word for it, but it sounds rocky. Like.
Excellent. It's the word pop, people have such a problem with it, especially playing your style of music. And I don't think it's a problem. Pop's a good thing, popular.
Come on,
exactly.
Pop's for the money, so let's not mess around.
Oh, you're going to make... I've got to beep this now.
Oh, sorry. She told me.
It's fine, we can do it. It's all good. Just express yourself, but don't get too carried away, because I don't want a whole interview of beep.
No, that's fine. I'll swear again.
Excellent. So, as a band... together. How long have you actually been together? That was something I couldn't find.
2005. But it's changed around loads. Like, we had another guitarist. I used to be the actual singer, and Ryan used to play guitar, and then we swapped around, and I started singing and playing guitar, and he was the front man. And now we've back so to four.
It's basically a change back.
So you experienced with it like that. So
That was so long ago, I can't remember what it was like. So
it's going to still be a challenge for you, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
It's going to take a bit of getting used to you. But
and like singing everything, and I'm going to have to get my throat to get used to it, because I always lose my voice and stuff. But hopefully it'll be all right. But
you're going to have to get Tom to start singing at the back with the drums.
He does a bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Do you not get really out of breath? I always find that with drummers. They look I think you've got the hardest job on stage.
I have.
But you look proper knackered by the end of it.
Well, I'll come off and I'll be literally dripping wet.
Especially if you're singing as well.
Yeah.
God. Well, I wouldn't like to do it, but
I don't know. I quite like it. I can't do it very well, but I quite like it.
You're rocking, mate.
That's good stuff. When did you think, as a band, we're really starting to go somewhere with this?
We talked about We Are the Ocean. That sort of opened my eyes a little bit, and all these kids sort of were there.
That was ages ago. January, like a year ago. That was the first time we played like proper big venues. They were like every night. There was people there waiting to get in at like 12. It's ridiculous.
Paris as well was a bit of a. It's a bit surreal, wasn't it?
We turned up
and there was a queue outside, and we went outside to get some food, and it was about an hour before doors, and there was a queue of like 200-300 people outside.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Just to see us.
We were headlining.
In bloody France. So.
And that's when you thought, oh my God.
Yeah, that was pretty much, that was weird for me. I was like...
Was that before, this is going to lead on to the next question, was that before you got signed to your record label? Is this all happened sort of after?
This was all after, yeah.
So... the record label, A Wolf at Your Door, you've been with them. When was it that you signed up to them?
2008, I think.
So it has helped.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
The thing is, though, I think people don't realise when you do get signed up to a record label, I think a lot of people think that's it, they'll do all the work. And it's not, is it? You've still got to carry on.
It's harder than anything, because you've got to keep them satisfied and you've got to keep chugging stuff out that's going to be good and it's like sellable, but still what you want to do.
So have they been quite demanding?
No, not really. They're really easy going.
It's quite good
when it comes to that sort of stuff.
Quite good with our album demos, because we just gave them to them and they were like, this is good.
That was the next question, actually. Was it you who approached them, or did they approach you about your music?
They approached us.
That's brilliant. That's really good, because most people, it's just endlessly sending CDs in.
That was really good.
Good stuff. So, Nicotine and Alcohol, that's your latest single. So that's from the Meet Me Halfway, is that right, for the album?
Yeah.
How well are the single and the album doing? Do you know?
I don't have a clue.
I know, I think.
It's going all right, yeah. We've had to have another load printed, and we had 4,000 printed to start with, and we've had to have another four.
That's really good.
iTunes as well. I really couldn't give you a figure.
Yeah,
I was going to say iTunes. Do you know what? Anything if it's managed to get on iTunes.
Yeah, so I know it's a
lot easier than it used to be. You can get a lot of music on there.
Yeah, you can just stick stuff on there, really.
But when it's and you've got it structured and you're on there and you're selling singles as well, it's awesome.
Yeah.
With the video with Nicotine and Alcohol, where the hell did you get the crazy actors for to run around in the snow?
I have no idea. The sitcom soldiers company sorted out. I don't know who they were or why they rolled around in the snow.
Did you have any input in that?
No.
They wrote the script. They're really good. Like for
they come up with scripts.
We give them the song and the lyrics, and then they come out with a script, and we okay it, and then they just go off and film their bits, and then we just come and do our bits.
So you do get us that you can say okay to it. If it's something horrific, you'd be like...
Yeah, obviously. Like, we were going to do a different song for a single, and they gave us an idea, and we were like, not really us.
We went to do a boxing match, didn't they?
That probably wouldn't sit with what you're...
I'm not a violent man.
You are. Tried to drown me last night in a hot tub.
You were saying about this.
I know.
Go on, tell us the tale. What happened there?
Well, bassist lives next door to some people, and I've never met him before in my life, and they were having a bit of a gathering next door.
Did you climb over the fence?
No, he lifted the fence up and put a ladder underneath it so we could get underneath it.
Which is as good as climbing over the fence. We were just all in the kitchen
and we just went, should we go get in the hot tub? So we were stripped off and just ran and got in the hot tub, and then they all came out and were like, what the hell are you doing in our hot tub?
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Get out. Did they let you stay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Were they a bit afraid of you getting out, do you think?
I was scared of these.
Man moves.
Also with that video, I couldn't have done it in a barn with all that hay. Any allergies in the band?
No, it was incredibly cold.
Was it? I could see that in the
crowd. It made me wear a t-shirt. It was like,
middle
of winter, it was horrible.
I was going to say, like, with the hay, it's just a nightmare. It worked really well. The video itself's really, really good. But I don't think I would have liked to have been rolling around in the snow and in a barn.
I'm quite surprised. Someone, I don't know who would say, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Well, acts, doesn't it? If they, we'll pay you. Yes, we'll do it. We'll come roll around in the snow for you.
You're frostbite, but you get some tenor out of it.
That's it, exactly. latest demo, My Life is Average. So yeah. That was written by yourself, wasn't it, James?
Yeah.
So obviously different sound for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
What responses and feedback have you had so far?
Pretty good, actually. Like, most people seem to... A few people have been like, yeah, this is the best thing you've ever done. This is great direction. Majority of people are like, yeah, pretty good, I like it. And then obviously there's a few people who don't like it as much as the old stuff, but that's fair enough, as always going
to
be.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, like you said.
Yeah, of course.
But I think, again, you'll pick up new fans who like
this
sound more than your old stuff. So
of course, yeah.
It's all relevant, so it's good news.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
It is, I think it sounds really good. And that was something I was coming on to, actually. You've put on your MySpace, you're not a poet or a lyricist. Was that a bit of sarcasm in there? Because I think...
No.
It looked... Because I, reading it, you're like, how can you not be a poet or a lyricist? It's...
No, I'm not. That wasn't sarcasm.
He hasn't really wrote any lyrics up until these few songs, have you?
No.
But I was quite impressed.
But he just kind of writes what he thinks.
A
real situation.
Ryan's lyrics are really, like, intricate and, like... They still said his own feelings and stuff, but it was like metaphorical and stuff, and he was quite clever about it. But I just write it how it is. I don't know how to.
No, but I think it's got you in it then, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And well, that's exactly what I'm going for. I'd rather people.
And I think it comes through in the sound. I think the new single sounds ace. So, well, it's not a single, your new demo sounds ace.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was quite impressed. That's good stuff. So, you've got a busy few months coming up. From your MySpace, I was looking at it thinking, oh my god,
it's
all over the place.
Full on, isn't it?
So, which is the one that you're most looking forward to coming up?
I'm looking forward to Sonosphere Festival, probably.
Rammstein, I can't wait.
Well, actually, no, Hebe Festival, because Glassjaw are playing, and they've been one of my favourite bands for bloody ages. And
Slam Dunk as well. I'm looking forward to Newfound Glory, Alkaline Trio.
Oh, you're playing Alpine Trio. I know some very jealous people. Where's that then? Where is it?
Leeds. And Hatfield as well. And then this Emerald Rose tour. Yeah, they're both sold out. I think.
Sonosphere though, because Placebo are playing. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then this Emerald Rose tour where we start on Tuesday. It's going to be pretty good as well. Most of the shows are sold out.
So are you going to get to meet all these really famous fans?
I don't know. We probably won't be able to get to meet any of them at like the festivals and stuff.
Do you not think?
They'll be doing their own
just
thing,
be a bit boisterous. Just kind of push your way in. That's what I do.
I want to meet Alice Cooper.
Alice,
get me a pint.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. It should be excellent.
Excellent stuff. So, what I'm going to do before we end the interview with everybody who I interview, I have 10 and/or questions. Well, all questions. So it's like I've got this and that. So you've both got to answer them, and it's got to be the first thing that comes into your head. And I've actually got a new question, so it's not 10 questions, it's 11. We've got a new question, people. So, both together, dog or cat?
Cat.
Beer or cider?
Beer.
Blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
Thank you. Pussycat Dolls or Girls Aloud?
Pussycat Dolls.
Dark or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Milk.
Xbox or PS3?
None. Xbox.
Xbox all the way, isn't it? Like, you need with no answer. You can't say none
Xbox.
Of them.
He hates computer games.
I don't play computer games.
Shocker.
It plays Angry Birds on the iPhone, that's about it.
How much Angry Birds is amazing, I love that game.
But it's alright until you get to the bit you can't do it, then you're just like,
oh, you get a bit angry with it, don't you? That's why it's called Angry Birds, I think that's where the name came from. It winds you up. And you can't say iPhone for the answer to this one. Mobile phone or MP3 player?
MP3 player, without a doubt.
Both of you. Facebook or MySpace?
Facebook.
For a holiday, sun or snow?
Sun. Snow, do you fail?
Backstreet Boys or Boyzone?
Backstreet Boys, come on.
I'm surprised you're both thinking, we're not answering that wrong. We've had that a few times.
Come off it. Anyone who says they don't like pop is an absolute liar. Come on.
It's true. And this is the new one, and you probably won't want to answer this question either. Sonic or Mario?
Sonic.
Oh, Mario, come on.
Sonic. I've got 1-0.
Mario.
Well,
1-0. Definitely Mario. Because when I was a kid, I used to play the old Mario on the NES.
Knuckles! So. You've got Knuckles tattoo.
Yeah.
You're my favourite member of the band. That's amazing. Awesome. Okay, so that was the Death of Anna interview. Like I said, as you can hear, awesome guys. And both Sonic fans. No, actually they weren't. Tom was a Sonic fan and James was a Mario fan. So obviously, I prefer Tom to James. But yeah, anyway, to vote, go to www.wolfatyourdoor.com and there is a link on the first page to take you to the Krang page. You can also go to the Krang page. It's, you can find it on there to vote. And it's literally just fill out your email. And I actually thought you had to change your email address. I thought you could only vote once from one email address. So I voted from work. I voted from everywhere. I voted from my husband's email address. Voted from my creatures have email addresses because they're all on Facebook. But yeah, it turns out you can just do it all on one email address. So it was a bit of a wasted exercise. But yeah, just vote as many times as you want. And as I think, do it at least twice, guys. At least twice. We really, really want them to win the Best British Newcomer. So following this, I have now got coming up for you the interview with the record label A Wolf at Your Door. This is Kev and Ian. And I will be back at the end. I'm here today with the guys from A Wolf at Your Door Records. Please could you introduce yourselves and tell me what you do with in the company?
I'm Kevin. I'm the managing director. Everyone calls me Wolfie.
I'm Ian, and I'm the marketing and development manager.
How was it that I'm taking it from your Wolfie, the nickname? Is that why? Did you get it through the company, or was that why you ended up with the company name?
I was called Wolfie a long time ago. I used to work on Doors, and right. Do you remember Wolfman from Gladiators?
Yes, yeah.
That was me, Slaphead, with long hair at the back, and that was me for quite some time. So the Wolfie name kind of evolved from that, and then. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek as well, because we own a security company, and so Wolf at Your Door is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek thing
about that
as well, so that's kind of how the name...
Awesome. I've got a guy who lives next door to me who looks a bit like the Wolfman, and you know when the Wolfman had all his hair cut off? He had his hair cut off as well, I'm convinced it's the same bloke.
So he looks like me?
No.
What you're saying?
No.
He's good-looking, yeah?
Yeah, stunner.
Right, so he doesn't look like me?
Just stop confusing
me. We're
going on to the next question before it goes the wrong way. So you're the managing director. How long have you worked here for, and how long has it been established?
When I set it up, it was 2005.
Right, so it's been a few years then.
Yeah, a few years. 2005, 2006, I think.
And you're still here and enjoying it?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. So, with regards to both of you, what did you do before you came here? I know for yourself, Ian, it's difficult because you only just arrived this morning. But
I want to find out. What did you do before you came here? We'll see what we've got.
I was a trawlerman for many, many years.
Trawlerman?
No, that's a lie.
That walks around Soho late at night, you know, trawling. Welcome to the music business. Perfect background.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was working for an online music magazine in my spare time, as well as working for a company called Camp America in their marketing department.
Right, okay. So yourself, before you were the managing director of the record label, you've just given us a little insight. So what was
it?
You
gave us an insight about trawling around Soho and then working for a company called Camp something. I think that's a great insight. My background isn't quite so interesting as Ian's, I think. So I actually come from a non-academic security field, but I've always loved hard rock, and so that's why we decided to set that up.
You're based in Shrewsbury. Now,
yes.
We've just had the discussion, well, just before we started recording, it's an unusual location for a record label. From what I know from looking around the area, it's normally cities or mainly down south. So was there a reason behind this, or does it help?
You're suggesting people from this area have got like club feet and web fingers or something?
No, because I'm from around this area, an hour away.
With a good-looking next-door neighbour, yeah. Yeah. This is good for us. It's quite rural here. It's based on 160 acres, I don't really have an answer for that, because there's lot of the business is in the major cities. But
do you think it has an impact on like local bands coming to you? Because you think thinking well, locality wise, you're only down the road from us, whereas everywhere else we'd have to go to Manchester or to London or to wherever.
I don't know.
I think things have probably changed over the years, like the ease of communication, email and phones. Not that that's anything modern, but it just everything feels a lot easier with Facebook, MySpace. It's easier to check people out and contact people. I'm not really sure, but apart from maybe face-to-face meetings, obviously being in the south in London's good.
Being in the south is good for that. But
just get Skype.
Yeah, I mean local bands. I mean, to be honest, We've kind of sacked them, all the ones we were working with, so...
Good. Well, the thing is, you have to be realistic, don't you? And at the end of the day, if the good bands are down south and a million miles away from you, those are the ones that you're going to look after, aren't they? And
yeah, I mean, there's great bands coming out of Wales, South Wales. There's great bands coming out of Scotland. So
there's a lot of good music about at the moment, actually.
Well, yeah, there is. Yeah. Not so much actually right where we are, I think, but there really is. And I think if you're working with music and it can go anywhere around the world, then necessarily where you're based, where the output's at, doesn't really matter.
Because you're travelling around anyway.
It's the people who are involved, and if they do their job well, it doesn't matter.
Excellent. So, tell us a few of the bands that you've currently got on the label.
Right, just going to check with Ian, see he's done his research. Yeah. So, what bands have we got then?
We currently have Deaf Havana, Love of Atlantis, the Arusha Accord. All of those three bands will be at festivals this summer.
Good plug.
So make sure you go check them out.
He's good, isn't he?
Yes.
Slam Dunk on Saturday for Deaf Havana, and then Deaf Havana and Love of Atlantis will be at Sonosphere, which will be a classic. I will certainly be there. And then we've got Love of Atlantis and Arusha Accord at Ghost Fest in Leeds, which is really for that.
I think you've made a good choice here, Kev. He knows his stuff.
Do you know what? He knows more than me. I think who else we've got? We've still got Dirty Harry knocking around.
Brilliant.
There are our main acts right now. Quite a few of the bands that actually have got really great sound recordings, great products, but unfortunately a couple of bands that we're working with have decided to split quite recently, but that's kind of the nature of it.
Yeah. With regards to popularity, do you have one at the moment who's like everyone's going nuts about, or is it difficult to say?
I think we've got two, really. For different reasons, slightly different styles of music and approaches, but the leading one is definitely Deaf Havana.
Yeah.
And certainly, and I know Ian because he wrote a really good piece. Reviewing it before he worked here was lower than Atlantis. Their debut album called Fark You, and it's good.
Yeah,
as the name suggests.
Yeah, those were the two the main ones that I'd heard of. Obviously, looking down the list of the other people on your website, your site's really good. Actually, you can see quite a lot quite easily, can't you? You can access the band's information and
I think that's important. I think there's an old rule in business: two clicks to you can purchase, and so. I think it's a pretty good site. The Arusha Accord, a tech metal band, and technically really brilliant, really good.
From what I've heard, since I've been working on the station, I've opened my mind a lot more to different styles of music, and I wouldn't necessarily have listened to the guys that you've got on the label. I would have listened to Deaf Havana, possibly. Mm-hmm. And then just from having them linked there, it's really good because it just gives you that instant access and you think, wow, they're good as well. I'll start listening to them. So, it's a good website, which is nice. It's not complicated or confusing.
I think music's kind of for everyone. I think it's inept when people say, well, I don't necessarily, I hate that type of music. Mm. I think, but
you wouldn't get along with my husband.
I really?
He likes this, that and the other.
I'm kind of quite pigeonholed with what I personally like, but just because if there's a style I don't like, doesn't mean that it's no good.
Yeah.
Because we all have different tastes. I like some opera, I like some drum and bass, but I really, it's always been metal. I think you're a bit diverse. You listen to some other stuff.
I listen to quite a lot of hip hop, not the kind of stuff that you get on the radio. Not to sound pretentious, but in my opinion, that's for the most part is very.
It's mainstream,
very, very
isn't it?
And bad.
I don't think I can spell pretentious. It's
I'm not sure I can either. I was looking up some big.
We can't be pretentious. We can't spell it.
I can't spell either.
But yeah,
so
I like hip hop.
Can pretend.
Who do you like hip hop?
There's a guy called LP. He had a great indie label, which has just ended sadly. A guy called Cage. A guy called Necro.
He tags up with some. Does he do some crossover stuff? He tags up with some Malax, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does Necro. Yeah. He does all the. He takes all the old horror movie. And uses them as samples and stuff.
Oh, sorry, are you going to be asking us questions?
No, it's fine, this is good. No, gets an insight into it.
Yeah, that is good.
And I can cut it all out if I don't want to. It'll just be hi, bye.
That's not very nice. That's not very nice. Oh, you don't want bleeps, do you?
With regards to the actual bands, who was the first ever band that you signed as a label? Can you remember?
I can, and I'm not going to promote them.
I'll say
who was second.
Okay, go on.
Was Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah, Madam's still knocking around. So hopefully some good things coming up with her later on this year.
Fantastic. And the opposite question, who was the latest person that you've signed? Who's the newest onto your little family of...
Well, I think the last contract's lower than Atlantis. Yeah, Ian's... one of Ian's tasks here is now to bring in, because we've got space for another two acts, but because of the reputation we have, we were talking about this earlier, because of the reputation we have with the press and everything else, and there's a lot of talk about this label now. Good talk, I would say.
I was going to say.
And yes. Yeah, well, actually, if anyone's talking about it, something
exactly.
must be right. But there is, and I think, you know, the industry is actually starting to pay a little bit of attention and to an independent label that's hasn't set up and gone down within a few months. You know, this is quite a few years now, and going in the right direction and signing sort of acts that we are. And so, you know, one of Ian's roles, really, you know, scouting for us is to try and find a couple of new acts, but they've really got to meet the criteria. And
yeah.
I don't mean the criteria of the fact that they sit within the genre, which we're a rock label,
yeah.
so which they have to. But you know, it's.
It wouldn't do for you to have girls allowed, would it? Well,
have girls allowed.
Have them on the label, not.
Oh, yeah, have girls allowed and having them on the label are two different things.
They're very different questions.
Yeah, well, you fire away. You ask the wrong questions about that if you like. We'll give you honest answers. But it's not about that. It's whether you really want to make a career out of it. You know? If you want to be a pub band, that's totally cool. But you have no business being on the record label and having people like us and the whole support network that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Working with you, you know, you make a career out of this when
you're
done.
Push it, don't you? Do you guys have any personal favourites out of the bands that you've got at the moment?
Well, this is still the Girls Aloud question.
Well, you can say Girls Aloud if you want, but they're not
why
on your
label.
Why
doesn't anyone like the ginger one?
I've never been able to understand that.
I'm sorry, if one of my friends bumped into her in a nightclub, you wouldn't say no, would you? I can't understand it.
I'm not a fan, personally. I never was.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No. I was in uproar. I remember when it came out and they were voting. I could not understand why people voted for her. Not because she's ginger, no, I've not got any problem with that. She's
shaggable, dude.
You would, wouldn't you?
Well, there you go, see, that answers
yeah.
a question. So there you go, there's nothing.
But that's not saying much.
That's a consensus, there's nothing wrong with the ginger one.
No. Well, no.
What was the question?
I've forgotten. It was just who's your favourite person on who's your favourite act on your label?
Oh, you can't say that. You can't.
I was going to say it's a controversial one.
You can't say that.
Can you say all of them? Who's been the best behaved at the moment then?
Oh, can I answer that? best behaved, actually, none of them. They're all buggers in their own way, really. Yeah, I mean, again, James from Deaf Havana, he's a character.
Yeah, I've met him.
Yeah. I always call him Trouble. When I see him, because he's a troublesome bugger, but yeah, I really like him. He's a real talent. I think they all misbehave.
Hmm.
I mean, Mike from Logan Atlantis, I saw an interview with him the other day. Was it in Front magazine? I think he was totally obscene.
He's an outspoken man.
We probably can't say.
No, we're on a local radio station. I'd probably get booted off.
No, but we can't say that. Harry does her own thing. I think the Arusha record are being fairly well behaved. They're quite mature. I can't say that the others are all mature, but I think they are.
Oh, poor Ian sat here going, well, I don't know this yet. I've not met all of them, so...
shaking
his shoulders.
I think they all misbehave in their own way.
You wouldn't expect anything less, though.
Well, no,
you're going to
be doing a tour around the country and down in a van. And
what else are they going to do? I mean, they've got to have some fun somewhere, haven't they? So, what offer do you actually... What is it that you offer to potential people coming onto your label? If you were to sign somebody, what do you do for them?
Foot massages.
Yeah. Was it back, sack and crack, wax? Something like that? Are you choking on your water? Swallow.
Thank you.
I've forgotten the question. What do we do?
Just like, what do you offer as a label to them? And
first of all, I think we were very, very selective with who we sign. So it's not a case of what we offer. It's a two-way thing.
Definitely.
Everyone's in business together. So it's first of all, it's what are they offering? And what they've got to offer is to demonstrate that they want to make a career.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're right for us. Everything's got to tick the right boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old days of taking a local band because you liked them. Now we're looking at bands that have, you know, have touring history, have done good supports, mm-hmm. Have their own fan base, have presence on communal sites, may have management, may even have their own booking agent. Mm-hmm. These are the sort of things which are really important, and that's what they bring to the table. Then we get involved because they've got to prove it. Unless it's somebody who's just miraculously you've happened to kind of like come across, you know, you've seen them somewhere and think, God, these guys, that's never happened to me, yeah. To be honest.
I think when we were speaking this morning, you said that I think people got to actually be realistic about what it means to be signed to a label, especially an indie label.
Yeah.
It's not like what you see in the movies where you get signed and then there's a big montage and everybody's happy. And then
you suddenly own your catalogue and your Cadillac and...
That was one of the questions I got, actually. For a lot of fans, I think they think they've been signed, that's it, brilliant. No. And that is where the hard work really starts,
That's when it starts, and that's when you've got to have a whole team to try and, you know, you've got to try and spread the word. You know, if you've mm-hmm. got four or five guys in a band and, you know, one night they're in Edinburgh, next night they're somewhere else, they can only be in one place at one time. So you need to be able to promote that music.
Yeah. The wonders of Facebook and MySpace.
Exactly.
Genius invention.
Exactly.
I wish I'd invented one of them. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? I wish
you would be talking to us.
I probably would be.
You would have disappeared to that neighbour next door.
Oh,
looking
the Wolfman.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Scotty never knows that I have a show on the radio, otherwise he's going to hear this.
Where you live? We'll send him a copy.
No. Well, he lives next door to me, and we live 3 minutes away from the studio. So,
thanks for telling us.
Okay, well, I think we can track that one down.
You kind of already covered what you expect from your bands, and actually you expect them to be pretty much set up, solid set up, know what they want, focused. Would you say there was anything else that they need to give to you as if someone was to approach you, what would you say is the biggest factor that you are looking for?
And that sounds daft, it doesn't sound commercial, but they've got to look like a band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's some people just don't. And, you know, I don't think I can only speak for Ian, but certainly for himself, you know, we're not sort of, it doesn't sound commercial, we're not sort of experts in trying to guide somebody into the way that they style themselves or something. Just some people look like they can do this, and some just don't. And it is important.
Yeah.
The live performance, it's got to be massive. You go and see a band and they just stand, you know, they're playing this sort of music, stand, they're playing their guitars. Get off, you know, stop wasting everyone's time.
Exactly.
You've got to actually show, I think, that you've got a passion for this, and you show that in the live performance. That's why, you know, the kids, you know, people complain about illegal downloading it. It happens to us all the while.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if the kids really enjoy, I don't think it's not naive, I think if the kids really enjoy the live shows, if they've illegally downloaded something, maybe they'll buy a T-shirt, maybe they'll support the band, or, you know, whatever it is. And then if they're a true fan, hopefully they'll pay for the products genuinely. Yeah. So it goes, obviously, into the band's pockets.
I know one of my mates, when he went to the Deaf of Anna thing on Sunday, their last gig, he was really pleased, you know, he thought they were brilliant. And when I left, he was like, I'm definitely buying some merchandise tonight. He was really into them, thought they were really, really good. And then I got really good feedback from after the gig. And I think that's the sort of thing you're looking for, isn't it? Because they do look like bands. They look comfortable with each other as well. I know, obviously, they've got the problems at the moment with the lead singer leaving, but they still seem very glued and... Yeah,
I think when you lose a key band member, it can be difficult. But you know, you need to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, there were some discussions as to whether Ryan, the leaving member, should be replaced. We discussed that in length with their management, as well as the boys. You know, but you know, James is a very competent vocalist, and
he's brilliant.
He can do top end and low end, and
he doesn't seem as confident in his own abilities as he really is. He's really.
Well, I think actually I don't say too much because he'll get a big head, and but actually, you know, he's a very, despite him being a troublesome bugger at times, he's a very smart guy. He's he's got a lot going on, and I do think sometimes the people, if they've got that sort of skill, often don't look that comfortable. I think their heads always racing with different stuff, and he's definitely one of those guys. I like him a lot.
Good. Is that something that you expect from your bands? One of the things I was going to ask you, have you ever really, really liked a band's music, met them and thought, can't work with you, don't like you? Has that ever been a situation that's happened? Because you obviously like the people you're working with.
Well, I think that's very important, but yes, I mean, we have met some arseholes, yes.
Yeah.
And, bleep. you have, because ultimately, if a record label gets involved, in the same way as a management company gets involved, or whatever it might be, these are people who are investing into you, So treat them with respect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have had guys that come down the offices here and they're walking with all this sort of attitude. And you carry on like that, you're out the door.
I haven't got time for that. With local bands that I have coming in the studio, most of them, I mean, I'm quite lucky, the ones that have been in have been absolutely fantastic, but the occasional one that I have come across and you think, oh my God, you know, you're not anywhere yet, you're very good, but if you carry on with your attitude, you're not going to get anywhere. They possibly will do eventually, but it's not going to be a comfortable ride for them, is it, surely?
No, it's not. I mean, I've met a couple of guys. I mean, one guy came here and he said that on stage he was the best performer in the world. So, which I think is a mistake, because you expect to then see something. And it was the most camp. He was in some sort of spandex-like... And I mean, it was just some sort of
that kind of
homoerotic to rap stroke metal. It was just dreadful.
Sounds brilliant.
And I'll give you his number. you're welcome.
I could do an interview with him, couldn't I?
Yeah, well, I don't know how it'll go. But there was definitely some sort of closet that he was coming out of, and it was just all wrong. And, you know, you're going to build yourself up like that. There was another guy who said, you must come see me live, I'm the best guitarist in the world. You know, who talks like that? Yeah.
Simon Cowell. I think it's the Simon Cowell generation of be a bit arrogant and you get where you're going. No,
this guy was nearly 40 years old.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's like, we have a label cut-off of 27. You're over 27, you haven't got through, then, you know, that's that. It's a rare exception. You know, this guy, yeah, he was about my age.
Mm-hmm. Which is obviously 30-something like that, is it?
Thank you, sweetie. About 30, that's right.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I'm bald by choice.
Yeah,
very
shaved.
Virile man.
Shaved, there we go. you slagging off gingers before. It could be one. You don't know. He's not got any hair.
I did my research before.
Were you slightly...
I didn't.
I'm sorry, I do apologise. I take that back.
And you're just saying you wouldn't have sex with the ginger one.
I just don't like the cut of her jib.
Enough said. I think we touched on this a bit earlier, but do you still go out and hunt? Do you still go out and hunt for your act still, or do they tend to come to you these days? Are you finding?
I personally,
I'm so can't get the ginger thing out.
I'll let you talk for a bit. You sit quietly.
I personally always look for new bands and always have. And I guess that's why I'm working here now, because it's actually my passion to just spend hours and kind of the cool thing with MySpace and everything. I know it gets a lot of bad press and everybody whinges about MySpace and Facebook and stuff, but it does really give a forum for bands, because I can sit, say, in Shropshire and find a million bands from all over the country, where before I would have had to have gone out every night, and you can't do that.
No. Yeah.
And especially... for the sake of two clicks, and I can tell within a couple of minutes whether a band suck or not, that would have been like an evening.
Yeah,
and having
to drive somewhere,
recording as well, so you can play.
Yeah,
back
I don't know why people do give those sort of community sites a hard time. I think it's such an important way for bands to kind of spread what it is that they're doing. In the same way that, you know, if we're looking to license something, maybe a band from New Zealand, you can press a button and. Yeah. And listen to them. It's great.
I love Facebook and MySpace, and like I say, they get a lot of stick for it. MySpace is definitely the music one now, isn't it? Because you can upload and you can... It's more, I would say they should turn it into a music space, because I don't think people use it so much for the social side of things, whereas Facebook, I adore Facebook. I'm on it constantly. If I'm not on Facebook, you'd be worried, because you might think, oh my God, what's that wrong with Facebook?
We
died.
We have Wolfie's Facebook, which I think does all right.
Yeah, I'm friends with you.
I have a private one.
I am.
You're not friends with my private one.
Not with your private one, though.
Yeah, my private one, yeah.
Depends how this interview goes. Depends if I like you at the end of it or not. Or if
you
indeed
like
me.
Oh, right.
Right, okay. So,
I only ask hot ladies to be my friends. Except for being Ian's. hot ladies in my personal one. I mean, that's why the ginger one's in there.
Obviously.
She isn't actually, but you know, I'm going to try and find her who's done this.
Oh, do you know what? It'd be interesting. That should be your mission for the rest of the year. Be friends.
You're going to be our mission?
No. The mission should be that you become friends with the ginger one from Girls Aloud.
Get the ginger one.
I think so. I think that I'm going to challenge you that and speak to you in 6 months and see if you've done it.
I don't think, with the security business we've got, I don't think it will take a day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you want to bet on it?
I bet you a pint.
A pint?
A whole pint.
A whole pint.
It's a lot of money to me. I've not got much.
Oh, poor radio person.
I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should do it. I think it'd be entertaining at least.
If I find the ginger one, I tell you.
Yeah, excellent. You'll have to let me know. I do, for any guests who I interview, I have my top 10, which is now 11 questions because I've had a brilliant one which I've stuck on the end now, and it's all questions. So I'm going to ask you 10 questions and it's one or the other, and you have to tell me which one comes in your head straight away. So first one, dog or cat?
Dog.
Dog.
Beer or cider?
Beer.
Blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
Bald.
No, I said bald.
I thought you were bigging yourself up again.
I don't fancy myself.
I
do quite like shaving girls, but you might need to edit that.
Possibly. Pussycat dolls or girls allowed?
Oh, ginger one.
Yeah. Back on the subject.
I'll go with
again.
The pussycat dolls.
Actually, we met one of the pussycat dolls this week when I was working away. Yeah, she's very hot.
She's nice.
Yeah, I forget her name, but she's very hot.
Dark or milk chocolate?
Oh, milk chocolate.
Yeah, if I had to pick, it would be milk chocolate.
Xbox or PS3?
Xbox.
Neither.
And neither's not the right answer.
Oh,
we have to have one.
Xbox.
There we go. I love my computers. I honestly worship them. Mobile phone or MP3 player, and you're not allowed to say iPhone.
MP3 player.
Mobile phone.
That sounds about right. That's the right way around, actually, for you two, isn't it? You're hunting out the music, and you've got to keep communicating with all
the people. I was just going
to
say that you're younger, and I'm older, and I'm on the old phone, and you're,
no. Yeah. Facebook or MySpace?
Facebook
for ladies, MySpace for music.
Yeah, that was it.
For a holiday.
That sounded like a perv. I just realised, I'm going to play this back, and then just going to that record over. That guy's a demon who runs it.
It's fine, I'll edit everything. It'll just be one like beep all the way through for 20 minutes.
We can do that, yeah.
Yeah, flatlining. For a holiday, sun or snow?
Snow.
Sun.
Okay. This one gets a bit, I get shouted at. Backstreet Boys or Boyzone?
Backstreet Boys.
That's what Def Havana said, actually.
That's way too quick to answer that question.
Yeah. That's a backdoor boy as well. I always used to kind of get that quick. So, Backstreet Boys.
Okay. And the last one, Sonic or Mario?
A nice one.
That's my favourite.
Controversial.
Controversial.
I'm Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's so wrong. Me and Tom at the moment are both Sonic, and then we've got James, yourself, well, both of you, so that's 3-2 now, so gutted. I'm a Sonic fan. That was the wrong answer. For the last question...
It was the wrong answer.
It was the wrong answer.
What happens now? What happens when you get told off?
Maybe.
Does she look like a disciplinarian, do you think?
I'm not going
to
make
I can be quite vicious when I want to be. I come across quite fluffy and bubbly, but I can be nasty when I want to be.
Yeah.
So I'm told, yeah. The last question, you've got 1 minute to sell yourself as a label. Why are you the best label and why should bands come to you?
You do first 30 seconds.
Because we've already signed some of the best acts around at the moment. We actually really believe in the music and we've got real integrity.
That was in 30 seconds.
And...
You've got a cool name.
We've got the best name around by far, actually.
I'd just like to say I agree with all of that.
And extend it, I agree with all of that.
What else? Progressive, getting there, the bands we've got. Certainly the couple we're really driving at the moment, when we took them on, they were to a large extent very unknown, so we've been able to prove that what we can do. I think there's also a really core, it's not just a name, there's a core brand in here. I think people are associating this with the right style of music as well. It should be
good.
Is that 60 seconds?
Yeah, possibly, but that was the reason I wanted you to just tell everyone about yourselves, and I hope that people have got a good idea of what you're all about. And
if anyone listening knows where the ginger one is.
Yeah, we're trying to track her down for Kev.
Yeah.
Please. So there we go. You heard it here first. Kev wants the ginger one. Girls allowed. We've gone from maybe not wanting her to...
Maybe Kev really has had the ginger one for
a year. Possibly. Quite possibly.
I've heard from both sets of people. The one, really, the record label of Wolf at Your Door, and also the lads from Def Havana. Please, please vote for them. They really deserve to win this. They are a really, really decent band and just dead genuine. So, yeah, again, go to www.wolfatyourdoor.com and click on the Kerrang page. You can also order their merchandise and see all the other bands that the label have available on offer. So yeah, check them out and please, please vote.
This is thecat.com, our online home for local radio in Crewe and Nantwich.